modernism, and the convergence of the arts. The beginning of the century saw an unprecedented explosion of artistic innovation, exchange and collaboration. Its epicenter was in Paris, where many of the most representative movements in art, literature and music were either born or established themselves. However, these movements were starting up in many other European cities too. They were transversal, frequently involving writers, composers, painters, photographers and filmmakers, often in collaborative enterprises. New perspectives, new perceptions. In the visual art, the first part of the 20th century was a period of great experimentation all over Europe. Picasso and Braque broke with representational art and fixed perspective to explore multiple planes and volumetric relationships in their cubist paintings. Similar experimentations were undertaken by Italian futurists Balla, Severini and Boccioni. Supported by the poet and polemicist Marinetti, they celebrated technological dynamism. Duchamp, on the other hand, took an even more radical step, creating a conceptual art based on the artist's selection of materials, shifting the attention from the work itself to the thought behind its conception. Kandinsky, attempting to fuse pictorial and musical values in paintings based on their synesthetic perception of the world. In Russia, a revolutionary ferment gave rise to various avant-gardes, constructivism, suprematism, and Russian futurisms, whose production ranged from the paintings of Malevich to Tetlin's light sculptures to the poetry of Mayakovsky. At the same time, art moved increasingly towards the representation of the forces of the unconscious, as in the painting of the Surrealist movement, including those of Magritte, Ernst and Dalí. Among the Surrealists were also some of the greatest poets of the age, such as Breton and Eluard. Dissonant harmonies. In music, Stravinsky broke with the romantic tradition of self-expression, composing music based on the principles of fragmentation and citation, which brought musical styles from different eras into dialogue, sometimes with extremely dissonant results. Schoenberg destroyed the hierarchically organized tonal system, replacing it with a musical system based on the democracy of tones, the so-called 12-tone or dodecaphonic system. The system overturned the traditional division between a principal melody and a secondary harmony or accompaniment, as the same 12-note series was used to generate both melodic and harmonic lines. The imaging movement. As we have seen, the new total art form of the 20th century was cinema, which was to have a great effect on all the other arts. Among its greatest early pioneers in Europe were the Russian Sergei Eisenstein and Ziga Vertov, whose theories of conceptual montage were closely linked to the development of a revolutionary consciousness. Cinema in Europe continued to develop in conjunction with the visual arts. In France, it fell under the influence of Impressionism, with the films of Jean Vigo and Jean Renoir, and Surrealism, with Jean Epstein and Louis Buñuel. In Germany, it was the Expressionism of Murnau and Fritz Lang which predominated.